Today's shir is Mishneh Berurah Omud Tes Omud Aleph, and it is continuation of the Hilachos of Netilas Yadayim, washing one's hand in the morning. We begin with Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yedaktek La'oros Alein Mayim Shalosh Pamim. When a person gets up in the morning, he should pour water on his hands three times. We all know the Mishneh Berurah brings down over here. The reason that we do this is in order to remove the ruach ro hashor al yadayim. In addition to the reasons that we mentioned yesterday for kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hodos lahalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or because your hands touched inappropriate places during the night, yadayim askanios. Nevertheless, there's another reason over here because of this ruach ro, this evil, bad spirit that somehow rests upon the hands after one wakes up in the morning. And we do this three times. The Mishneh Berurah brings down over here. Afilu shofech harbi v'pam echod enamo. You can't pour just a lot of water. Pour the same amount of water in one fell swoop, and that would be yotzi. No. Ki ein haruach holech, this ruach ro does not leave the body, ela b'shalosh pamim, until you do each hand three times, which means, dahainu pamachas al yad yomin. First you pour the water on your right hand, you fill up the cup with your right hand, then you transfer it to the left hand, and you pour water first on the right hand, v'achakach al yad smol, then you transfer it to your right hand, you pour it on your left hand, ad shalosh pamim b'sirugim. You do this three times, alternating right, left, right, left, right, left. And brought down from the Vilna Gaon and Sefer Ma'aser Rav, four times. You should do this four times. The three times it's mentioned over here, Lahavir Ruach Ra, and the fourth time is Lahavir Hamayim Shnitbu, to remove the waters that were on your hands. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down the question, do you have to do the fourth time also Bissirugin, alternating first on the right and then on the left, or does it not make a difference? He says, technically it doesn't make a difference, but the minhag is to go and alternate first the right and then the left. The Mishneh Berurah adds that if it was just for this reason alone, the Ruach Ra, as opposed to the reasons that we brought down yesterday, so then the Chazal would not have been sakin a bracha. How far up the hand does one have to do this? So lechatchila, the Mishneh Berurah says, at perek hazroa, until the wrist. If you don't have a lot of water, dai at kishri at tzbiosav, one can do until the knuckles bid the evet. One should keep the hands in an outright position as if you were asking somebody to give you something, and then afterwards raise them so the water can drip off them into the sink or the basin that you're washing your hands into. The Mishneh Berurah points out, Gam tov lahadiach piv. One should ideally wash one's mouth out at the same time. However, ubetainis tzibur, on a community tainis, such as the tanesim for Shavasa Betamuz or Asar Beteves, etc., lo yadiach, we don't rinse the mouth out. Why do we bother rinsing the mouth out? So the Beis Yosef brings down, Shetzorich lahaskir sashem agodo b'kdusha v'tara, because you're going to say brachos all day, say praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day. One should do this with a clean mouth. And imhu istinis, if a person's a very fussy person, v'eino rotza lahachnes esamayim lefiv mishum she'enam zachim l'sulim, if you don't have clean water, and therefore you don't feel comfortable putting this water into your mouth, en hadavim akmu levarach, even if you haven't rinsed your mouth out, you can still say brachos. In regards to a tainis, the Shulchan Aruch writes down later on that even if one washes one's mouth out every morning, one should not do this on a tainis l'chatchila. However, if one is very, very much bothered by having his mouth unwashed, he didn't rinse his mouth out on a tainis, the Mishneh Berurah writes later on, yesh lahatir, there is room to be makel over here. However, yizor biyoser, one should be very, very careful, shol yavu l'grono. You should make sure you don't swallow any of the water. You should gargle, lean your face forward, and make sure that you don't swallow any of the water. And one can even do this if it really bothers a person, afilu b'tishabav, the makum tsar gadol, only for very fussy people, for somebody that really bothers them not to have their mouth rinsed out. However, on Yom Kippur, one shouldn't do this. Yesh l'hachmir, Yom Kippur is a daraisa, all the others are derabbanan. One should be more zohir and careful on a daraisa. This din is not just a din for men. The Mishneh Berurah writes, Sorich lahazir lanoshim. Women should also be very careful. Husbands should instruct their wives. Parents should instruct their daughters. She is orbin etilas yadayim sholosh panim b'sirugin kamoha noshim. Women as well as men are obligated in washing the hands the three alternating times, right, left, right, left, right, left. Especially since hey misaknos hamacholim, especially if they're involved in food preparations, shelo yitamun b'yidein, that they shouldn't be touching food without having washed negovasim. Gam yesh lizor shaktanim yitlu yidein. Young children should also be instructed exactly at what age is a machlokas amongst the poskim. Some say at a very young age, from even the days of the bris milah. Others say no, from the child's reaching a certain level of maturity, either kidei chinuch, when the child understands concepts, which can be at a very young age, 3, 4, 5, or when the child reaches the age where you have to separate boys and girls, when there are halachas of negiyah that begin to apply. And others say just when they start putting their food into their mouths themselves, that's when you need to be nizar in this din of washing a young child's hands. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah brings down ubinigias akum b'macholim b'lo netilas sedaim en lachosh. But however, if a person has a non-Jewish person or a food preparer that is non-Jewish, one doesn't need to be concerned d'lo makabli tuma, because this type of tuma doesn't rest on their hands; it only rests on a yid's hands. Siv gimel, the mechaber writes lo yiga b'yado kodim netila lapeh v'lo lachotem v'lo laznayim v'lo leinayim. One should be careful not to touch various orifices of the body before one has washed negovasa in the morning. This includes the mouth especially, the nose, the ears, and the eyes. The Mishnah Berurah explains because this could be mazik a person, especially in these limbs. If one does have to touch them, so in Shulchan Aruch later on it's brought down that if you do it via some sort of a baguette or you have something interspersed between you directly touching with your hands, that aver, that orifice, then it doesn't apply. Eino mazik. Mishnah Berurah further adds that one should be careful with the eyes, even around the eyes, if possible, not to touch them with your unclean hands before you wash Nego Vasu. Sif Dalid, the Mechaber says, Afilu mishenot hayodov lo yimashmesh b'fiat habaz tomid. Even if you have washed Nego Vasu, you should be very careful touching the anal area. B'mneshe b'viyoso lidei tachtonios. This can lead to hemorrhoids or other various types of pathology in that area. Furthermore, lo yiga b'mokom akosa, a person should be very careful not to touch the area where he's had a bloodletting or mistama any wound, she mishmush hayad mazik lechabura, because he's telling us a practical and halachically and medically correct statement that mishmush hayad mazik lechabura, because touching it with your hands can damage the wound. It can cause infection. It can cause lack of wound, proper wound healing. The Mishnah Berurah adds, certainly before you've washed negovasa, one should be careful not to touch the anal area, even in a haphazard fashion, and certainly one shouldn't touch the genital area as well, even if one is married, for the reasons that we discussed in previous shurim. V'chein k'haygavna b'mokum nekev akosit. Likewise, in the puncture area where you've had a wound or a blood drawing, k'yoz yochol ruach haro lahazik l'chol nekev shebaguf, because this could somehow allow the evil, bad spirits, whatever that exactly means, metaphysically, physically, to enter the body and cause damage. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, lo yiga begigis shecher, a person shouldn't touch the lid of a bottle of beer, or other foods as well, we'll see. Shemishmush hayad mafsid hashecher. This touching can be damaging to the product. In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, what does this mean? It means after you've washed negovasa. Mishum kilkol hashecher. This is not a din of negovasa, this is a din of damaging your beer or other types of liquids. Kodim hanetila lo ayrim uma. We're not talking about that. However, the Bach and the Taz and the Vilna Gaon, Hiskimu, the Kodem Netila Osir. Certainly, you're not allowed to do this before the washing of Negovasa to touch the Gigish Shechar, Mimei Shaidezeh, Yuchol Hachnis Ruach Rol Socha Shechar, because this would bring the bad spirit somehow into the liquid, Umazich Achar Kach Lahashosim. Anybody that drinks from this would be in danger. The Bir Halacha says, according to this pshat, afilu b'di'eved, even if they touched him inadvertently after the fact, yesh lizar ma'od milishto shesheichar zeh, one shouldn't drink beverages that have been touched by a person who didn't wash negovaser. Chayyadim brings this down lahalacha as well. One shouldn't drink such beverages. However, in the Sefer Arzo Sachayim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Bir Halacha, one can be meko b'di'eved, and he leaves it with the tzarichi, and what should one do? Linyan Sharochlin, in regards to other food items, Imnoga Kodim Natila, before you wash Negovasa, you touch them. One could be Mako, Bidyevit, that they're still edible. Kikosav, and Ken Kosav Achayodim, Lachain Attakti Mishnah Berurah, and this is the Psak of the Chayodim and the Mishnah Berurah himself. In the Mishnah Berurah, Paskins this way. The Mishnah Berurah does say, Lechatchila, Ma'od Yesh Lizar. One should be very careful before one washes Negovasa, Shalo Liga Oz Bishum Michael, that one shouldn't touch any foods or liquids. If he did touch them, you have an opportunity, if it's a type of dry food, go wash the food, do negovasa, so to say, on the food. And likewise, one shouldn't, he says lishtos, I assume he means over here to intake, either to breathe in the tobacco, to sniff the tobacco. And this is based upon the Arzos HaChaim, who brings down in the name of the Minchas Aaron, that the reason is because you will inadvertently touch your nose or your mouth with your non-washed negovasa hands when you insert the tobacco, and also because when you touch the tobacco, one should, obviously one will touch the rest of the tobacco inside there and be metame all of it. Needless to say, the whole question of whether one should, in fact, be allowed halachically to sniff tobacco, certainly to smoke, Many, many poskim say that lechatchila, it is an absolute isser to go and smoke or to use these tobacco products, which is too much for this year right now. But suffice to say that from the viewpoint of almost all the poskim, nobody recommends doing this, and many absolutely aser it. Either you're over an asay, or that you're over many los asays, nishmatim odes nafshu sechem. And smoking tobacco, smoking cigarettes, smoking pipes, smoking cigars is an extremely dangerous thing, and absolutely one should not do this. Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds that if you touched fruits or vegetables that normally are peeled, so then one should certainly go and try to rinse them three times as well if they were touched with hands that haven't yet washed nagel vasa. The Mechaber in Sif Vav writes, Ein sarich revius l'netilas yadayim l'tefila. One doesn't have to use a revius of water, 2.8 to about 5 ounces of water, depending on the different shitos, to do a netilas yadayim in the morning. While a revius is preferable, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the bidyeved, Ein ma'akev ha-bracha, one can even make the bracha after one washes the hands for the washing that we talked about in yesterday's shir, u'mevorech al netilas yadayim, and make the bracha al netilas yadayim, even if there was less than revius. But l'chatchila, tov l'hakpid, shir lo gam kein revius, but one should ideally have at least the revius in the cup, u'kamo shekosav b'sif sh'achar, as we'll learn in the next sif. Again, b'shas ha-tchak, where there's no water available, or the famous stories where great gedolim would not wash, would be didactic to wash with revius when they knew that some poor orphaned girl or boy or some poor schlepper would be having to exert himself extra on their behalf to bring a full revius for everybody to wash. So they would then, in that situation, makbid much more on covered abrios and v'yahavta l'recha kamocha, and were makel and using less than a revius. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Tov lahakpid b'netilas yadayim shachris b'chol hadvarim ma'akvim b'netilas yadayim usuda. One should ideally try to be careful with all the stringencies that we have for the type of water that's acceptable to use for washing netilas yadayim before you have bread as part of the suda. One should try to have all of these stringencies as well over here, some of which we brought down yesterday with waters that are meluchim, waters that are suchim, waters that are spoiled because of they're too salty or they're dirty in any way. Those hakpados, those stringencies that we have for netilas yadayim for suda, ideally one should try to maintain them as well for the washing in the morning. The Ramah, though, brings down mihu eno ma'akev. None of these stringencies will prevent you from saying brachos in the morning and davening if you aren't able to take advantage of them. For example, if you don't have a kli, you can wash your hands without a kli, without a vessel. Below koach gavra, normally we need to pour the water from your strength of your hand onto your hands as opposed to letting it come out from the tap. Ushar hadvarim haposel matina sasuda, as well as the other things like I just mentioned that would pasel, would make no good such waters for washing for a suda, so bidyevet, they are good for the washing in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah further cements this idea, and he says that we're talking about here dibidiyavid le'inyan habracha. One can yuchal levarach al netilas yadayim if you don't have all of these stringencies. Afilu lechachila, and even lechatchila, hecho di'efsho b'inyan acher, where there is no choice. But again, if you easily can fill it up, Baruch Hashem, in our taps today, so one should just let the water run for another minute into the cup, another few seconds into the cup, to fill it up past the revius point of view. You have a cup, a big nagel vasa cup that can hold 3-4 reviuses at least, if not much more. So be careful to be medaktik to fill it up past the 5-ounce point of view, to be yotzei all the shitos, lechatchila, in the most optimal way. There is a machlokis in the poskim as to whether a chatzitza, if you had like a band-aid on or some other interposition between your hands and the water, does that ruin it? So for other types of tefillah, it does ruin it, but there's a machlokis by shachris, by the netilah of shachris, the washing in the morning, whether this is ma'akev or not. So tov lahachmir, certainly one should try to do it without a chatzitza, but if you have a chatzitza, it isn't going to be ma'akev. Mishnah Berurah says this bidyeved of not using a kli if you don't have one available works both for the mayim that we were talking about in yesterday's shir as well as for the negel vasa today, lahavir ruach hara. V'lachein imein lo kli shalim. And if you have a broken kli, which you normally shouldn't be using, mutulito mikli nokov, you can use a kli that has holes in it or is broken in some way. V'chein miplomif. What is miplomif? This is the spigot that the water comes flowing out. Avshein lo koach gavra. Even though you're not actually pouring the water, you turn on the spigot, you turn on the faucet, and the water just flows out. So this would be good. Bidyeved, this would be good for the netilas yadayim of shachris and for negel vasa. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, im shich shech yodav b'mayim, just to put your hands into a basin of water, lo mahani l'ruach ra, that would not work to remove the ruach ra. You have to have the water poured on the hands, whether it's koach gavra or kli, l'chatchila, yes, b'dieved, it's acceptable without a kli, but to just insert your hands into water, that isn't good. unless, of course, that water is a mikveh, and then we have a bracha al tfilas yodayim, which would be acceptable. Quickly, just to catch up on a couple of other additional points, the Shari Tshuva brings down, if you don't have enough water, so then one of the choices would be to only wash your hands up to the knuckles and to wash three times rather than washing less than three times all the way up to the wrist. In addition, the Shari Tshuva says, we told us before not to touch the nose or the mouth. It's not only talking about the inside of the nose or the mouth, even on the outside, one should try not to, although there are, like the Mora Ketzia, there are those that are not so makbid, but one should certainly try not to touch any of the surrounding areas of the orifices that we mentioned. And finally, the Bir Halacha mentioned as well that Bidyavit, Afilu no notal rak yodo achas levad, saw ruach haroa miyosu ayad. If you don't have enough water and you're going to be preparing food with your right hand, or you're going to be doing things with your right hand, so at least Bidyavit, wash your right hand, and that can remove the ruach roa from your right hand. Again, not lechatrila, but Bidyavit, he brings us down to the name of the Artsos Achayim. That concludes today's Shia.